Next year, state lawmakers will wrestle with one of the biggest financial challenges in Vermont history. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they'll have to decide how to raise the $1.3 billion they need to improve water quality all across Vermont.
An excise tax on bottled water, a surtax on booze, a dollar per night fee on hotel stays, or how about a sales tax on pet care? Those are among the dozens of revenue options still on the table as policymakers consider how to cover the massive costs associated with cleaning up Lake Champlain and other deteriorating waterways across the state.
And we're up to somewhere in the area of 60-some-odd revenue recommendations that we've received, some that some folks like, some others don't.
That's State Treasurer Beth Pierce, and her office is responsible for coming up with a financing plan. A proposal is due by the middle of January, just in time for the 2017 legislative session.
We've had at least a dozen stakeholder meetings with farmers, with environmental activists, with business folks.
Pierce says the revenue possibilities up for consideration are the product of some of those meetings. The revenue options include a gas tax, a property tax, new taxes on water-related recreation equipment, like boats or winter skiing, since snowmaking uses tons of water. Even the possibility of a toll on the Lake Champlain Bridge is on the table. So which ones are likely to make the cut?
Well, we're not there yet.
The state doesn't have to raise the money in a single year. The $1.3 billion projected cost of the cleanup effort is over a 20-year time span. Still, that's about $68 million a year.
For me, we need to have an all-in approach, shared effort in this, and shared gain, because the lakes and the rivers, all statewide, are important to our economic vitality and our natural resources.
Pierce says she's asked the Department of Taxes to come up with revenue estimates for each of the proposed funding sources. Pierce says residents can weigh in on the proposal at a public hearing on November 16th. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.